This is the Soulpreneur Lifestyle Podcast, your go-to place for creative ideas on how to run your business in a way that lights you up and gives you purpose, all in a way that still allows you to live the lifestyle that you want to live. And I'm your host, Simran Bhatia. And this episode is brought to you by the Flowation.com directory of spiritual-minded healers and professionals. Imagine a resource where you can search for like-minded professionals to help you with everyday life issues, as well as to help guide you along your spiritual journey. We're launching soon, so soulpreneurs of every profession, come join the waitlist to learn how you can promote your business, products, or services on the Flowation directory at flowation.com/directory waitlist. That is flowation.com/directory waitlist. A universe of opportunities awaits you. Welcome back to the Soulpreneur Lifestyle. Hopefully you really enjoyed the interview you just heard and are excited for our bonus. Since the purpose of this podcast is to discuss the theoretical, but to also move past it, get into the nitty-gritty, the logistics, the practicality of actually applying spirituality in your life, into crafting a life that works for you and a lifestyle that works for you, we have this great segment for live coaching and healing. And so I am excited to offer this bonus to you with this particular episode, where we have a coaching or healing session that either I will take part in or one of our anonymous callers will take part in and discuss one of their issues briefly. It's meant to give you a tiny preview of what it would be like to work with this coach or healer yourself, if you feel inclined to include them in your journey as you discover yourself and journey inwards. And so, again, I hope you really enjoy it. Yes, all right. So now we have Gina and our anonymous caller is joining us for a angel reading. And Gina, you can take over from here.
Okay, so we're gonna do a little invocation in a moment, but since I have some of your information, and thank you for letting me do this. And for anybody listening, I have permission, so that's really important. I always make sure that I have permission to do this. So obviously you are volunteering very willingly. But when I'm looking at your chart, there's a lot of, so firstly, you are a three grain wood. And so what that means is you are very, it's like you can be very explosive, almost like thunder. Like it's just a very, very, you know, like you're definitely here with a boom and you're here with a purpose. And it's interesting, these, now for the listeners, you're not able to see us, but I can see you. And these, there's purpose lines on your face. And the quality that I'm looking at is very dim, but I can still see them. And they're very defined. And I know that you have, they're very defined. So I know that you have strong purpose. You're really dynamic, naturally talkative, always on the move. The way that your chart's laid out, you can be super driven, super independent. You're really ambitious. You bounce back really well. So you're not afraid of mistakes, which is really good. We love that, especially in a business sense. Now your birth card, when we look at traditional cards, which in tarot, it would be equivalent to the Four of Clubs. And in traditional playing cards, it would be equivalent, in tarot, it would be equivalent to the Four of Air or the Four of Swords. In traditional playing cards, it's equivalent to the Four of Clubs. And that's a lot about mental satisfaction. So when I'm looking at this for you, there's, you have some karmic stuff, which I'm really not that into, but it can manifest in several ways in terms of like being really restless. So perhaps we're going to look at some of that. Now, what I hear immediately when I saw you was to say yes, and you're not afraid of risks, and to say yes and to say yes more. So I just want to ask you, as I tune into your energy here, to give me the first number that you think of.
7.
Okay. So it's interesting because you are in a 7 year. I also want to say that eventually by the end of your lifetime, you're going to have a lot of relationships and karmic things that are sorted and settled. But you are in a 7 year, so you are in a year of faith, and this runs birthday to birthday, and next year you come into a year of philanthropy. So this year you are being called to take leaps of faith, and I have chills up and down when I say that. So you need to, like, and again, you have to just say yes, and you know what? It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be really uncomfortable, and I can feel that, but you are being called to and asked to move. I feel chills in my legs, so I know that it's like we need you to move forward, we need you to walk forward, we need to travel forward, and I also feel the tingling around the sensation of my knowing. So you have information to share. Frequency, we talk about frequency, you got to keep your frequency high to allow for that knowing to come in. So food frequency, really, really important. So you say the number 7, I have a 7 spread that's unique to my business that I created. So I'm going to use that spread. So I'm just shuffling 7 times, but I would like for you, or invite you, to realize that the 7, if you turn it on its side, it's an arrow. And it's an arrow that points forward. And it's really scary because it also is a reminder in the way that the 7 is shaped to look up and you give it to divine or God or whatever that word that's comfortable for you. You look up and you give it to God or divine and you keep going. So now is not the time for you to stop. And that's a really, really key message. Like, you are literally being pushed. And if you're having back pain, that's a part of why, it's because you're being pushed and reminded that you are supported to do what you need to do. Now, if you were to choose left, center, or right, what would you choose?
Left.
Perfect. My hand was already on that pile, so I'm just going to go with that. So I'm flipping a 7 spread. Now, whenever I burp, I will say that that is like spirit, really loud and clear, that's like coming through. So they're like yelling. It's like, so if spirit information comes through the very back of our neck and it pushes out this way. So when I burp, it's like, you're not paying attention. So I do feel decision that's around you, or that you have a decision to make. If it's not here now, then it's up and coming. What I want to say to you, you know, it's no coincidence. I always say what happens for me 24 hours within, before or after a connection is really relevant for you. And I'm on a detox. I'm on day 2 of the detox. And I do feel the need a little bit for you to detox physically, to release some of the things physically that are going on in your body. I feel the tummy a little bit that's acting up. You do feel very healthy to me, but there's just some things that need to be released out of your cells. Some of this is old cellular stuff from other lifetimes and other people, other familial and ancestral patterns. Also is imprinting on how you are not saying yes, or how you are not able to say yes. And perhaps you had a grandmother or mother, like somebody that would always, you know, I don't know if this is safe, but you're safe to say yes. You have a lot of worry. It's what I call the itty bitty S committee up in my head that goes, and you have a lot of worry, and it's all very unnecessary. It's unnecessary, and it's based on a lack of just not having the esteem to go forward, or not having the confidence to move forward. If you want to write the book, write the book. If you want to do, you know, it's like release what's holding you back. What the H are you waiting for? Right? Like, that's what I really feel. So from a higher self perspective, you have the Ace of Ariel that shows up here. And aces in traditional tarot are gifts. In traditional tarot, they're depicted with hands because they are gifts from the universe. And Ariel is the suit that's equivalent to the pentacles, a coin. And so your higher self is saying, you have gifts. You have gifts of material and resources that are coming in. And you don't, there's nothing more you need. So it's like, just stop worrying and leave. If you're worried that you don't have those, you know, that's something that we have to clear those out of your cells. And it's not something that we can do necessarily in 15 minutes, but we can identify where it's coming from. A lot's happening in the solar plexus. And if I were to just look for you really quick, solar plexus, I go to 2, 2.5, 3, I get like 3 years old, 3.5, 4, 4.5. Like, so between like 3 years old and 5, you learned a lot of the behavior that's not helping you to have the self-esteem to move forward. And it's just time to get rid of those very old stories. There is something better that's waiting. So when I talk about values, it's really important that you get clear on your values. Really, really important. Don't settle for something that's not in alignment with your values are your bottom lines. So you're clearly on this like spiritual quest and you're wanting to do something, you know, that's really clear to me. So you have to keep going. Inner child stuff does need to be worked out. So I feel that as a first step. When I look at your chart, your inner child is the 6. Now this is really interesting. You're a 6 metal for your inner child. You're a 3 wood for your adult nature. 6, so metal chops wood. So your inner child can just break you down sometimes. Like your inner child can just take you over. So it's really important to move into forgiveness. And it's not forgiving anybody else but yourself. That's it. Like it's just, that's it. It's really that simple. If you go to GinaNicole.net/forgiveness, I have a free, it's not even an opt-in. You don't have to give me your email. There's a free forgiveness thing that's up there because I just think everybody needs it. And there's a 30-day, if you do it for 30 days, it will move. But your first thing is forgiveness. Your second step is to actually be seen, is to choose the higher, it's to choose the higher and be seen and to put yourself out there. That's hard for you. That's hard for you to be seen. But then when you do that, you're free. So what are you waiting for? It's just, you know, so do the inner child work. Let's work on the solar plexus, move some of that stuff out of there, be confident, be esteemed, then make the choice. You do have, like, if you want career change, promotion, things like that, that is around you and you can definitely have that. The last thing I want to say, and then I'll turn it over to you if you have a question, is to please review any contracts or documents or anything very closely. Yeah, because there's, you know, So if you have questions, I'm going to turn that over to you.
Oh my gosh. I wish people could see me now. Not questions per se, but that just hit me so hard. I had I still do have waves of this emotion.
Great. So please cry. Because I always tell my clients when they come and sit here with me, the angels, it's like a car wash inside of you. So when you're crying, it's release and they want to help you and they want to work with you. And water.
It's so perfect. Oh my God. So many things you just said. And I don't know. You just literally hit everything right on the button. I've been, this whole last year has been a leap of faith. I literally have shifted. I've been writing. I have 100 pages written of documenting. You literally called it out, a book. I have 100 pages written already of my journey of selling everything. My husband and I have decided to travel around the world with our kids. We've gone through this incredible relationship shift. I have it written and I'm like, oh my God, this is a book. Like, oh my God, that I'm writing a book. I didn't know I was writing a book. And I'm like, whoa, this is all of my innermost secrets. Can I share this? Like, can I put this out there? And that I've known my entire life that I have something that is like needs to come out of me. Like it is just busting from me. And on the tummy part, which is crazy, I actually just had stomach surgery to get my dysrectomy fixed 2 weeks ago. So I just feel like that was literally everything.
What got fixed, you said?
Oh, when I had my kids, my stomach muscles got pulled apart. So they were too far apart, which was causing me a lot of problems, like a huge hernia basically in my stomach. So I had that fixed. And it's a big procedure. It's a really big procedure. And I'm like, the recovery is, you know, it's a good like couple months.
So let's not recreate that. Like, let's deal with the, like putting yourself out there, your willpower, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and let's not let your body talk to you anymore. Let's clear that out. You know, let's not do that. Because you said, now I actually created my own oracle deck, and it's angels and feng shui, and they were created with the purpose to help people feng shui their own home. I didn't even mention this because I forget about them. I love them. I use them in my Monday messages, but I'm going to shuffle them 7 times because you did say 7, and I just want to tune in because part of what is happening here with you not being seen, I just want to sort of tune into your fame and reputation area of your space, of your life. And I know that you're traveling, but you can apply it to a car, you can apply it to your body. It's always going to be the top center of the space. So I just want to see what yours is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Ah, you can never make this up. You get fame and reputation in 9. So there's nothing that's stopping you. It's just a matter of lighting your fire. On this card is, I love these two, Kate Northrup and Mike Watts. She's an author. She just released her book, Do Less, and it's perfectly timed, right? So it's an affirmation that it's like you are very safe to release your book. You're very seen. And literally on the card, what I wrote on the card is to let the flame of your authentic self shine. And it is free, but you're very safe to do that. You're very safe to do that. So if you, do you have, is there any other specific question that you have or?
There's something around the inner child that I felt like, I'm like, oh yes, there is something there, but I don't know what's there. And so when you said inner child or get, you know, process that, I felt this frustration come up that's like, oh, I know something's there, but I don't know what's there and I don't know how to release it or I don't know how to process it.
So what happened, and so for you, we looked at 3 to 5 years old. That's where it's coming up. For me, 3 to 5 years old. So you can go back and think about what came up at 3 to 5 years old that was imprinted on you that caused you to not be in your willpower and esteem, that caused you to not be able to say yes so easily. When it comes to forgiveness work and releasing the inner child stuff, I say throw the kitchen sink at it. You know, that's why I have my forgiveness thing on my website. You throw the kitchen sink at it. You do forgiveness by Muriel Beats. You Google tapping for forgiveness. I tend to go to Brad Gates. I don't even know him, but I watch him all the time on YouTube. And I really love his tapping. It's just straightforward and easy. The binaural beats, I said, and those I will say are only if you're not prone to seizures. So for you or somebody watching, you don't want to do that if you're prone to seizures. You do try the forgiveness process on my website. Now, I want to do something with you just really quickly here, and I want to be respectful of time, but I want you to see what you're feeling. And if you are, again, if you have emotion, just let it go. But I'm actually going to sing to you, which is kind of bold and, you know, being authentic me to you. But it's the Ho'oponopono. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. It's a very old forgiveness process, but I want to just see what shifts out of you. Let's just see where energy goes in your body. And as I'm singing these words to you, I really want you to take in this resonance. And I want you to let them, or I invite you to let them permeate through your being and allow the release to just happen. Because we can sit here for hours and identify what is happening and why is the inner child hurt, or we could just choose love and let it go. So let's see if we can do some of that, okay? So just go ahead and close your eyes and tune into your heart. And my eyes are closed too, so I'm not looking at you. And you're calling forward your inner child. And you're saying to her, thank you. Thank you for showing up. And you're asking, do I have your permission to be in this connection? Do I have your permission to heal with you now? And do you have her permission?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Sorry, yes.
And I want you to affirm to her, let her know, I love you. I love you unconditionally. And I am so sorry that you ever felt different. And I am so sorry that you were taught that your words are not worthy. I'm so sorry that you were taught it's not safe for you to be seen. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for not standing up for you. And please forgive me for not doing better for you. And thank you. I love you unconditionally. And just staying there with her and affirming those words as you receive these words and these tones. Ho'oponopono, 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 I am so sorry. I love you, please forgive me. I thank you, I am so sorry. I love you, please forgive me. I thank you, ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, I am so sorry. I love you, please forgive me. I thank you, I am so sorry. I love you, please forgive me. I thank you. And just let her know that you love her unconditionally and you are so thankful and that you are ready to journey with her in a new way to shine your light and her light and share the story that you have created together for the sole purpose of sharing and healing and helping.
Oh, wow, that was really powerful.
So I would love for you to do more of this. So like I said, if you go to my website and just go to that free page, there's this song and there's the process. And I don't think you need to know. I don't think you need to ruminate over. I think you just need
I had that same thing as well. It's just this big embrace, this big hug. And I actually pictured my daughter who's about that same age. And I see my reflection in her and there's something there, you know, it's just about loving that fire, loving that energy. Yeah. And feeling safe. Thank you so much, Gina. This has been so incredible. So incredible.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me nosy in your energy. And if you know, if you have any other feedback, then, you know, definitely you can feel welcome to share that. It's been such an honor.
Thank you. I will definitely reach out to you outside of this call and just in gratitude.
Thank you. Honor, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting me nosy in.
And thank you for setting this up.
I want to say a big thank you for listening in. Without your support, there wouldn't be a podcast. If you've gained insight or inspiration from this podcast, please subscribe for regular updates and please share this podcast with someone you know who will benefit. Do you have a story to share about your own soulpreneur lifestyle that you set up? Have a life or business problem you'd love a system for, or want to be an anonymous caller for one of our live segments? Then go to your Anchor app or the Anchor website, find this show, and click on message and record your story or question. You can also find the show notes on our website at flowation.com/TSLP. That's flowation.com/TSLP. And subscribe to the TSLP Insider to get a look behind the scenes of what it takes to bring this podcast to life. And get some exclusive offers that are only available to our email subscribers. Also, don't forget to follow @Flowation on Instagram to get updates about this podcast. Mm-hmm.